the modern new age of conspiracy, where it's not really done in secret. It's done out in the open. And it's got everything. It was a manufactured crisis because they created the virus. The response was manufactured and organized and orchestrated to create fear, to create the fright in people that would allow them to be taken advantage of. Then they implement this thing that they claim is going to be temporary because it's a necessary measure to deal with the crisis they created. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. They engineer the reaction through their media campaign of fear. And then their solution to this, at least one aspect of it, is mail-in ballots. The problem with America is that we're full of naive, trusting, sorry to say it, boomers. It's people that, and I don't necessarily blame them, they grew up in a world where it seemed like you could trust the authorities. And so to them, when someone comes along and goes, ah, gee, this lockdown thing, as if they aren't the ones that created it, to deal with this virus, as if they aren't the ones that created it in a lab, means we have to do mail-in ballots. And everybody's sitting there going, oh, thank goodness we have, you know, these systems in place and these authorities that know what to do and jumped into action to deal with it. When in reality, the whole thing was to create fraud. The whole reason mail-in ballots exist is because they can be defrauded. Maybe if you were just a gullible, foolish, naive ignoramus in 2020, you could have believed that there was a legitimate reason for mail-in ballots because of the virus. In 2024, the fact that they are now saying it will be 10 to 13 days before Arizona has election results, where's your naivety now? Where's your ignorance now? Where's your gullibility now? Do you believe this? Do you think this is just a natural consequence of the people who are trying their best to do the right thing and just have a democracy where everybody has their say and, you know, everybody gets to vote and participate? I mean, come on. Come on. Are you going to hire the person that's been convicted as a jewel thief 15 times to be your security guard at night for your jewelry store? Like, are you that big of a sucker? These people are liars. They're schemers. It's proven over and over and over again. And people just had a modicum. And, you know, it's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday with Brother Nathaniel. He always, you know, takes on this position where he's, you know, he takes on the voice of the people he's against and just saying, oh, you stupid goyim, you foolish goyim, not realizing that we're being tricked. It kind of is that. It's like, I know you're not a bad person. I know you don't want to screw people over. I know you're not about to take advantage of some once-in-a-lifetime medical crisis to make the voting system less secure so you can cheat. I know that never even enters into your mindset of like what you would want to do or even think is a thing people want to. But people want to do this. People have plans. People have schemes. People have designs that they're implementing. And they only work because you don't question them, because you don't think about it, because you don't consider for even a moment that there might be some ulterior motive behind their actions, even though there obviously are, because the things they're proposing make no sense for the excuses that they're giving. It's 2024. COVID, for all intents and purposes, doesn't even exist anymore. So why are we still doing mail-in ballots? Again, it's another one of these things where if you want to know how the New World Order does things, it creates crises, it manages the reaction, it creates fear, and then it imposes something that they claim is temporary, that they intend to be permanent, and that's just what they did. And they do it over and over. Ooh, terrorism is a big threat. We better pass this Patriot Act to deal with it. Oh, now that's the law of the land, and forevermore, you have no privacy, and the government can spy on everybody, criminalize anything they want, and deem anybody terrorist, and now they're a legitimate military target. I mean, this is what they do. So just stop trusting them. Stop going along with it. Just stop being suckers. Stop being naive. How many times? How many times? Fluoride? They came out and said fluoride causes brain damage. Why do you think it's in our water? The purpose of a system is what it does. Why do you think it was revealed that 10,000 plus convicted murderers were let in purposefully through our asylum system? Because the people at the top just want what's best for America? Or are they again preying on your naivety, preying on the fact that you aren't a bad person? You don't have to be a bad person, but you have to recognize there are bad people. You have to recognize that they can't just get away with what they want to get with what they want to get away with without cloaking it in seemingly positive reasons. But at this point, they don't even have to do that anymore. I mean, at least in 2020, they did do the virus to get the mail-in ballots. But, you know, next time, they probably won't even bother. Those make up some other, say, yeah, we just need mail-in ballots because reasons. Who cares, right? They'll just do it. People just go along with it in this naive gullibility of, well, there is he's the Secretary of State, so he can do that. It's no, totally illegitimate, totally unconstitutional, totally outside of the bounds of lawful activity, and yet they just do it, and people just let him get away with it. And it's almost like we're paralyzed. We cannot react because 9 out of 10 Americans just can't even fathom that people would so abuse the system that they've created. People would so take advantage of the gullibility and the beneficence of the American people. So we're going to lose it all. It's very, very simple. Let's go to clip number 3 here. It's Maricopa County, Arizona, saying it'll take 10 to 13 days to tabulate the results of the election. Absurd. That's absurd. There's absolutely no reason other than they need over a week to cheat. Let's watch.
Anyway, very tight races here. In fact, Maricopa County setting the stage that tabulating all these votes may not be an election night thing. It may take days.
Wow. Well, 12 News journalist Colleen Sikora explains that county leaders are asking voters for patience and to be prepared.
Tight races, high interest in the election, and a two-page ballot are leaving Maricopa County officials warning of lines on election day and also warning it's going to take them 10 to 13 days to tabulate results.
2 pages and an average of 79 contests per ballot.
We are expecting heavy turnout this year, and so that's why we're really encouraging people to vote early.
2 weeks out from Election Day, and some votes are in.
More than 400,000 people have cast their ballot in Maricopa County.
That's out of an anticipated 2.1 million voter turnout this year.
We are seeing a little bit of a lag of where we were in 2020, but the last few days we've actually seen an uptick in turnout, so I am expecting that we will start approaching very close to those 2020 numbers.
What can impact the amount of results released and when? Early ballots dropped off on Election Day.
Our races will be close.
And on Election Day, lines are expected, even with an increase in vote centers and voting booths at those vote centers.
If you're going to vote on Election Day, vote in person and use that on-site tabulator so that those votes will be tabulated on that evening, as opposed to dropping off your early ballot on Election Day.
The county adding more high-speed tabulators, more election workers.
We're increasing staffing at our ballot processing as well because, again, we're handling double the number of the sheets of paper. And so we are looking to both have extra shifts, night shifts, if necessary, in ballot processing and then in the next step that takes place in election administration, and that's through tabulation.
But tabulation expected to take time.
We do expect that it will take between 10 and 13 days to complete tabulation.
10 and 13 days to complete tabulation. No. No, that shouldn't happen. They're saying 25% of Georgia's votes will be coming from overseas. No. We just have to say no. All you have to do is say no. People in power have to say no. There's no reason. No legitimate concern. We'll finish up in the first 5 minutes of the next hour with election news, because, by the way, people that are going to vote early are being lied to and tricked into not voting, basically. You also have this. Harris County voter registrar hasn't keyed into her office in 4 years. The elected official in charge of Harris County's voter registration and tax collection appears to have been absent from her office for years, last swiping her ID to enter the county building in late 2020. First sworn into office in 2017, tax assessor collector Ann Harris Bennett, tasked with a wide array of duties that affect nearly every Harris County resident, has not been in office for 4 years. She's the voter registrar. What are we doing? I mean, this country is just falling apart, literally.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, the one thing I want